Living this is no problem anymore. I mean, it's simple. Even up. Oh my god.
Man, I ate the rest of them hush puppies.
Oh my god. So good. I know you said it. They're even good cold.
They were. I ate them cold at work. I took a few to work. Yeah, I ate them cold. Good.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to press this. And we're not going live, but right. You know. And then we'll just go.
I do it the same way every time.
Well, the intro actually lets us talk a little bit first before the movie starts. But once the movie starts, we'll start talking about it.
All right.
Because that very beginning, we got some information going in there. We
see a couple little Easter eggs in there.
Yeah, we'll talk about that real quick. But hey, everybody, welcome to Little Monsters Movie Podcast.
Hey, group.
I'm Dino.
Ted.
Yeah, and here we are again.
With our next franchise.
Yeah, the Chucky franchise. Yes. And I thought this was actually going to be very bad, because we've been picking the worst of the big movie franchise.
How you all liking that?
I think they like it.
Okay.
They're bad, but they're plenty to talk about. We're making it fun.
But I don't think this is a bad movie. I like this movie.
This one ain't too bad. We picked it thinking that we're going to pick the worst Chucky movie.
Well, I know, Seed of Chucky is considered pretty bad by horror fans.
Yeah.
But you can't really do Seed of Chucky because we'd be spending half the time talking about Bride of Chucky to fill it all in. I mean, I think Child's Play 3 is way worse than this movie. But this took it away from straight horror.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was there's a lot of... It's not the best movie out there, but there's a lot of little... There's a lot of things in this movie that are kind of cool.
Yeah,
so.
It took it away from horror and became a little bit more self-referential.
Yeah.
Sort of like Scream, I guess. I mean, even the way it starts off with a police station, and there's like an evidence locker room.
Yeah.
And, you know, an officer's going through, and you see Jason's mask.
You see Jason's Freddy's claw. Freddy's claw is just really fast. Like a half second.
You see
Michael Myers' mask.
Don't you see?
And they're all clean, I tell you that.
I could have swore I saw the Jigsaw puppet, but I don't know if that was before Saw or not. I don't think it was.
I have to go back.
It went by so fast, and I didn't feel like rewinding it, so I didn't. I don't think it was there.
Yeah,
I don't think it was there. I don't think it was out yet.
But the mask?
I could have swore I saw the red circles. But we definitely got Jason, we definitely got Freddy, and we definitely got Michael Myers, and there's a chainsaw. There's a chainsaw in one of the lockers.
Right.
And
I think it's right next to Jason's mask.
I think you're right.
It's very.
So it's a little, you know, referential. I mean, the same guy that did all, it's been responsible for all the
And they throw another one character, Pinhead, in a little bit later
on.
Which we'll get to. But,
and I also got to say, this movie stars John Ritter.
Jack Tripper, how can you go wrong?
I loved John Ritter.
John Ritter's
anything
awesome.
That he did, I thought he was not just Three's Company. I mean, he was in Sling Blades, Bad Santa, lots of movies, lots of TV shows in the 70s.
John Ritter
and 80s.
Is awesome.
This wasn't, you know, his last movie or last
Three's Company
show,
too.
But yeah, Three's Company too.
It's great.
But yeah, he's a great character. I mean, I think given a chance, he could have played some really good bad guys.
Yeah.
He did in this movie. Yeah, he was in Buffy, you know, Stephen King's It. I mean, he's in all kinds of stuff that I love. So
his hair's all combed back, too. Mm-hmm. He's a little odd looking for Jack Tripper.
And the way he died, too, is just terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible. But John Ritter. Was 1998.
I never saw this in the theaters. I caught this on video, and I kind of came into the Chucky series late. I always kind of thought it was pretty lame or whatever. But after watching it, you know, and appreciating practical effects, you know, I do like that even in the latest ones, they still keep it as a puppet for the, you know, it's just that the puppet technology's gotten better.
Right, yeah.
So I think.
And it stars Chucky.
Right? yeah, he's in it.
Who's, and Tiffany.
Tiffany. I gotta say, even.
Jennifer Tilly.
I got like a thing with Jennifer Tilly. I mean. It's
I was waiting. I was waiting.
You're almost repulsed, but you want in at the same time. Don't you feel that?
No, yeah, she disgusts me a little bit there with
a little bit, like a
that raunchiness to her.
Like I know that's not how she actually talks. I think I don't think she actually talks like that. Her voice is not always like that.
Yeah,
but something just, and not just in this movie. I'm just saying something, you know, about her kind of. Well, it makes you want to go away and get towards her at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
So I just don't know.
She's that dirty girl.
Yeah, that's it, man. It's just
get over here, you tramp.
So anyways. I'm just going to come right out there. It's a thing. I don't know.
I what hear it is. You. No, yeah.
So
she's very seductive in this
something.
Film. And when she becomes that doll, oh, I really go for it then, man.
Oh, but, really? You want in that, huh?
Oh, God. And that's when we get to this part with these two dolls. I'm telling you, man. Chucky,
awesome.
That's what's so great about this. Chucky, his character, the way he moves, the way they're acting like they're really, you know, living. I mean, with the movements.
They're alive.
Oh, yeah. It's so good, Ted. I mean, it's great.
So as the like little pre-credit sequence goes on, the officer opens up a cabinet, takes a bag, leaves a folder in there, but we never find out what's in that folder. And he makes a phone call, and what we've come to find is that he's taken the pieces of Chucky from Child's Play 3.
Yeah.
This movie does not ignore what happened before, but it doesn't directly lead off from it either. There's no mention of Andy Barclay or any of the people from the previous movies.
Mm-hmm.
It does mention, like, they show like newspaper clippings from like the first movie when he died and stuff like that.
Charles
Lee Ray.
Charles Lee
Brad
Ray.
Brad Dourif. And so he calls, we find it's Tiffany. He calls her up and, you know, I've got it, you know, better bring my money. And
yeah, he's, first of all, he's not a good cop. I mean,
no,
this dude's pretty lame.
And he's in
cop.
The car, and then she like pops up behind him in the back seat and slits his throat. I mean, he was talking to her on the phone a second ago.
Because he's got the doll of Chucky in there.
But
next
how did
to
we
him,
not hear her in the back seat talking? Or how did she just open the door and sneak in the back and nobody knows?
Yeah.
Was she back there the whole time on the telephone? You know, under...
I just thought of that, yeah. Huh? Doesn't make no sense, but hey,
so she
whatever.
Slits the cop's throat, and then she starts filing her nails with the bloody file that she used, and she pulls the pieces of Chucky. Remember in Child's Play 3, he got chopped up by a big like fan in the amusement park, if you remember that one, the military school one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she's like, you know, hi, sweetheart, or whatever, and, you know, walks away with the pieces, and then the credit sequence kind of goes into her putting him back together, stapling him, sewing him, giving him that look that we kind of, throughout the 90s and the early 2000s, got to know, you know, that was like the
right.
Chucky look.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's pretty much the whole pre-credits sequence, you know?
Yeah, and the doll's awesome looking, like I said. I mean,
yeah, they got better as the movies went along, for sure.
Without
a
doubt.
The puppeteering got better. And I just like how they've kept it. And I really hope we've talked to some other fans on our show and about Chucky. And I just hope that if they keep doing them, and I hear they're doing another one, I just hope they keep it like as a puppet.
Right. No, you know? CGI. Please don't do that.
I mean, if you have to do it in some parts, but I don't think you even have to. I mean, that's the charm of it.
Exactly.
So,
because when he jumps around and he's actually becomes... Well, first of all, he's
like,
got...
Like, just take the doll and throw it down the stairs? I mean, I love that.
Well, even when he's like walking or running, it's kind of got that Yoda look to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like when he's walking with his feet and stuff like that.
It's awesome.
And and there's even a scene towards the end of the movie when he's rolling around. You could tell it's kind of a little person.
Oh, when they're fighting in the graveyard.
Yeah, you could
with
tell
the shovels.
You could tell they're little people.
Yeah, which they did in the first
and
movie.
And it looked
for
great.
Sure. They did that in the movies.
It looked
they
great.
Had to.
Yeah.
They would use a little person. Yeah. Even in the in Seed of Chucky, I think it was a girl. I can't remember her name. She's a blonde, small person. And she played him in like the first movie. I think she.
Okay.
And she's always played his whatever. But
yeah.
It's in there. So the movie goes into.
Well, she heads back to her. Jennifer Tilly, Tiffany.
This was in a trailer.
Okay.
And I love her.
It's a cool
surrounded
50s
by dolls.
Kind of, dolls everywhere. I mean, she's infatuated with dolls.
I guess so.
But she is his girlfriend.
Yeah, we learn a little bit more about their relationship, you know, as it goes on.
You know, she's one of those women who love the serial killer or whatever.
Yeah,
and, you know,
she just can't get
them,
it on
you know
with
what
the good
saying?
Guy.
But
and chicks always dig the bad dudes, man. They do, man.
Did they show the Voodoo for Dummies yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, then we won't talk about that. But
we meet the other characters.
Yeah, Katherine Heigl's in this.
I've never seen her in anything else.
She's beautiful.
I know she's like in stuff, but
she's beautiful. But in this movie, she's younger too, though, so she does look a little bit different. It's like one of her probably one of her early films.
Oh, and it's like a high school prom or homecoming or something like that. And fella's coming to the door, knocks, and it's John Ritter, and he's the chief of police.
Well, he's her uncle.
Warren. Yeah, he plays
Warren. Yeah, uncle, but Warren. He's in charge of her. And not doing a good job because he's
stick up his ass.
Oh, he's stern, and evidently he don't let her see no guys, don't let her do nothing.
And he's got another cop. I forgot his name.
And first, and that, that don't work
on the take. Who's always pulling her over, and in the movie, and so the reins start. The cops.
Well,
pull
he's
him
the
over.
Chief of police. He can do whatever he wants.
That's what he says. So yeah, they leave for the prom. And then we meet like her actual boyfriend's in the back seat of the car.
Yeah,
and they start making out in the back, and Warren knows something's up. So he sends his lackey cop officer, who he pays him a little extra on the
side.
Who is
Needle Nose?
Needle Nose. Whoop. And he pulls him over, and then it starts pouring down rain.
As soon as he gets ready, before he comes out the door. It starts pouring down rain. The story of my life.
Normally, when that happens to me, I fudge. Like, I can't find my license. I can't find nothing. You know, make them stand out there.
Oh, my God.
It's worth the $100 ticket.
It's funny. It's funny as heck, man.
Just to let them get soaked. Then we go back.
But it's not really her boyfriend, either. It's her friend who's pretending so that it seems like this is a great guy.
Right.
But John Ritter fall for it.
We find that the fellow that picked her up is actually gay. He plays a gay character, and her boyfriend's waiting in the back seat of the car, and like I said, they start kind of making out.
Yeah.
It's the three of them in the car.
And they seem like a very, you know, like a good couple. But
yeah, nothing wrong.
He doesn't want, you know, John
I think
Ritter
he's just, don't like him because he lives in the trailer park. I think he's trailer trash.
Could be, yeah, could be, because, he's the whole trailer park thing, but, yeah. John Ritter's one of those, he plays a character you just...
I live in a trailer half the year.
Yeah, no toilet. Yeah. Maxwell House coffee can.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah. You
that
just open up the window, you
sucker's
yell
out, rusty as heck, too.
I know, but you just open up the window, yell out, Gardy Lou, and you throw it out. I mean, let the dogs lap it up. I mean...
Don't they? They wait for you every night
about
11,
there, man.
11 o'clock.
Yeah, they bellow if I don't do it.
Yeah, the taste of urine. Yeah,
exactly.
So be it for the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But I love when we get back to the trailer with where Tiffany is. And
she's got her Voodoo for Dummies book.
Voodoo
remember,
for Dummies.
Because the way that Charles Lee Ray got into the doll in the first place because he had practiced some dark voodoo and he learned how to transfer souls. And the whole series is always hide the soul. Andy Barkley, we're going to hide the soul.
The fact that she has a Voodoo for Dummies book is just crazy.
I have
and
volume
reads,
2, but I don't have volume 1.
She reads. She puts, she's got the doll, brings
she's
it out.
She's got her sand.
She puts her
pentagram,
sand, the pentagram, and all that.
Lays Chucky in the middle.
Yeah, right in the middle. And
and says the words.
Yeah, she's reading a Voodoo for Dummies and going, shushalam, you know, bring me the life, And first of all, nothing happens after that. She's
awake!
Like,
awake! And then she gets mad. Kind of cute and just like throws the book.
Yeah, little tantrum. She just tosses it aside.
Oh, and then there's a knock at the door. And who shows up? Damien.
Yes.
The most fair weather goth dude I've ever seen in my
life. And what's his name? Something Arquette?
Yeah, you find out. Well,
it's David
Arquette. The actor's name?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's an Arquette. He's one of the Arquettes.
Yeah, he's David Arquette, Roseanne Arquette.
But I like when they advertise, like in the movie, when they show his real name. You know, he's like some geek, whatever. But
he's like a transgender now.
I don't know. He's
in
just,
real
he's
life,
just a guy.
He is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's trans.
He's his biographer.
Transferred into a woman. So he's a woman now. And he's changed his name, so yeah.
And according to South Park, those people are all heroes.
Anyways, he's got some sick clothing on.
I don't know, like,
guys don't show their stomach, please.
He's
unless
like
you're a woman, I guess. I don't know. Oh my God, please. But he's sitting on a thing complaining.
He's
I guess
like a Tiffany follower.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, and because he brings a picture of supposed to be somebody dead.
Like he's like he's a serial
them.
Killer.
He's like, look what I did here.
Oh God.
And he didn't. He didn't kill. Oh.
No.
there's a scene in here where there's a spider.
Oh, wait, we got to get to it first. Wait, we got to build up to it.
I'll
just preface, I'm not a big fan of spiders.
Okay, yeah.
Little ones I can deal with, but man, when you get those big hairy ones, fuck that. It doesn't even, sorry.
I just
cursed.
I stuck a sticks a bunch of wooden.
They look like something that shouldn't be on this planet.
And I fry them up and they're good.
They look like something that don't belong on this planet.
We got wolf spiders around here and they get
down
big.
Here in this basement?
No. Okay. But in the area. Because I've seen them at my other house.
They're like part wolf. Do they have like little ears?
Well, they call them wolf spiders because they're big. They look tarantula kind of, and they got hair all over them.
Do you step on them?
You can.
That's what I would
do. It'll go... But anyways, okay.
Oh, yeah, because he shows her the picture and tries to, you know, make like he killed this lady.
Yeah,
and she notices the black nail polish and says, "Oh, yeah, I recognize the nail polish." And it's him. He put this on and
he made himself up with makeup to look like he was dead.
It took me 10 hours to do that.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Tiffany? Okay.
So he's trying to get her into the sack and well, anyway, she notices that Chucky's not where she left him.
Quick glimpse, and
so
Chucky's
he did
gone.
Come back to life, and she sees like little, you know, things moving, you know. So she asks him, you know, "Can you go under the couch and get my lipstick?"
Because she thinks Chucky's right under there.
And then when he's down there reaching around for some kind of crap, that's when that tarantula
little spider
Charlotte
falls on his face.
Oh, that's the worst part of the whole movie for me. That's the only part that freaks me out.
Yeah, he's got a real fear of spiders.
So I
understand.
Nothing else in this world bothers me. All right, I work in the medical field. I can stick my hands in someone's abdominal cavity.
Okay.
You know? I've done it.
I hear
you. But, man, he's you get one of them things. Field, you get so, me one of them things near me, and mm-mm.
You know? Oh, my God. But,
spit, boogers, poop, blood. It's my bread and butter.
But you find there's dowels under there. He does reach under there, and there's just
there's all kinds of other crap.
Little dowels. Yeah, I don't know.
So, yeah, he jumps in the bed and says, you know.
He's trying to seduce her.
Do you know what the French call the orgasm?
Yeah, what did he say?
La petite muerte. Or
La petite
like
muerte. Yeah, the I mean, it was the death. Awesome thing. That was it? Yeah, the little death.
The little death.
That's what the French
Let's
call the orgasm.
Let's die.
That actually was a really cool...
That's right.
Saying in there. I thought that was really awesome.
Yeah, but then she jumps in there. She's got, they have the Chucky doll. She finds the Chucky doll. And he's making fun of it. He's like even putting it on his lap and going like this. What's so scary about this?
Nice girl.
But, you know he's going to get it.
So she gets him in bed and
handcuffs
him to the
bed. And leg cuffs him.
Yeah, so he can't move.
And then, let's have a menage a trois. And he's like, what's that? What guy doesn't know what that means?
Oh, my God.
She's into it.
Seinfeld. And she puts
French.
She flops the dowel right on.
Right, and then she starts doing her little dance.
Dance
man.
Tease, and she got
Which
her...
Which is what I do for my wife. I kind of get up there and I...
She got her lingerie on.
Lingerie.
Her lingerie.
And she starts talking about how she used to date Charles Lee Ray.
Yeah.
And how he was the only one that could do it for her. And, you know, he'd mop the floor with any guy that looked at her. And, she's just feeling herself all up, getting all hot and bothered. Yeah,
her breast assist is all hanging out
and
stuff.
Yes. And then that dude, he's making some comment, Damien, whatever. And this guy, he's got piercings, like he's got an inverted cross on his lip.
Oh, yeah. Mention that.
You know, just flaming stupid tattoos, that tribal crap that looks like crap.
And Chucky gets a little
turns around. His head turns around and just rips all those chains right out of his
and
lip.
And the blood is just gushing out of his...
You know, if you have stuff like that hanging out of your lip and your face like that,
God,
you might think it looks badass. But in a fight, that's like a real weak point.
Yes.
That's the first thing. I mean, if I'm fighting you, that's the first thing I'm going for.
I'm
ripping it right out of your face.
Heck yeah,
right out
man.
Of your head.
Tear that off. You're going to be in some pain, man.
Yeah, and I'm going to swing it around and beat you with it. And that's pretty much what Chucky does. And he puts a pillow on his head.
He puts a pillow on his
head.
And
evidently this doll is heavy enough.
It's like 100 pounds.
Hold a pillow on his head.
Yeah, because he's just sitting there
until he suffocates.
Until he suffocates. He's just sitting on him.
I love it.
But and it is funny because it does take a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, relatively, you know, a minute or, well, whatever. But,
But, I mean, you got to imagine being, you know, having a pillow. I mean, yeah, you're bleeding, okay. Profusely.
And if there's a doll under, even
but,
with a pillow
know,
in
put
no
a
hands.
Cabbage Patch Kid on top of the pillow. And
you can actually just flip it off, you know.
Yeah, I mean, just.
Just move your head around.
It's and a doll. It. You kick it. They start talking, you know, hey, baby, I'm
Chucky.
Back, and hey, you didn't let yourself go.
Oh, baby, I'm Jack Nicholson.
He's
got kind of a voice
Brad
like that.
Brad Dourif is a great character actor.
Yeah, he does
the voice. He's always done the voice. But,
and Johnny Wu.
But
he's such a great director. He's
Ronnie Yu.
Oh, Ronnie Yu. What did I say? Johnny Wu, Ronnie Yu.
Same guy that made Jason vs. Freddy.
Yeah, he did Jason vs. Freddy.
Yeah.
Okay, my mistake.
After that, I don't know.
Do we really care?
I don't know. But, that other movie, yeah, I don't know.
So
yeah, she picks him up and kisses him, and you know, baby's back, and
she gives him some tongue. You know, slips her tongue way down the plastic mouth, and it's kind of disturbing. Oh my god!
Yeah, there's a couple of doll tongue scenes.
Wait, we'll get to that. Doll action first. Really weird.
First time on Little Monsters Movie Podcast, the number one horror movie podcast this day, this time,
so. In Alabama, city of Junction.
Yep.
But anyways, they switch to the scene of the kids where they got stopped.
Oh yeah, they're still out in the rain, aren't they?
Yeah.
And oh, he's giving him a breathalyzer test. He's just I like how the boyfriend's wearing one of those shirts with the frills on the front. He calls him Boogie Nights. Like, come here, Boogie Nights. It's your turn.
Yeah, giving all breathalyzers, even though you know.
And then Warren shows up, and that's where he kind of says,
John Ritter,
you're not going to see her anymore. And he even kind of lays it out there. He's like, you know, I'm responsible for you till you're 18. After you're 18, I don't care what you do.
Which is another thing I don't get. Why he even cares then.
I guess because he's responsible for her until she's an adult. And after that, go do what you want. I'm done.
I guess. Maybe,
like, maybe he resents that he has to raise her.
Could be. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, and what kid's ready because to get thrown out when they're 18, you know?
You know what? Besides, yeah, I guess he's just being an ASS and don't like raising her. And
that's how I kind of take it. Like, he doesn't really care for her, but he'll be damned if he's going to be embarrassed. Yeah. You know, it's a small town. You know, have the chief of police embarrassed by having his, you know, niece.
What's his name again? The boy, Jesse?
Jesse. Her name's Jade, and the other friend is David.
Her name's Jade?
Jade.
Okay.
I know.
Jade, Jesse.
Okay. So yeah, he takes her away, dances over, you're going home. The other two dudes are left in the rain. They're, you know, she kind of gives him back her bracelet. And it looked like he must have given her a bracelet because he's holding it.
Right.
And, you know, there it is. You know.
Because he tells him, he says, I can do anything I want. I'm chief of police.
Chief of police can do anything they want. Anything. Anything.
You got to think. Yeah, they want to throw some evidence in that back of that car.
They can do it to me.
But... yeah, you've been stopped about 15 times.
I know. Last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And a bag of marijuana every time. I'm running out of marijuana.
So, okay. Mary, do you wanna?
Mary, do you wanna?
Oh, there's a little singing going on.
That's how we should start the show one time.
Got a hip scat, jump back.
Rolling dubs. I still have to show you how to do it properly. You know how to do it.
We'll do that when we do Reefer Madness.
Reefer.
Which we'll never do.
I remember when I was growing up. Like, that's what my mom
would say. You grew up?
Yeah,
holy crap, man.
Only once, though.
Oh,
and
I catch you smoking reefer.
That's what it was called in my house. Reefer.
that Reefer Madness.
That boy smoking reefer.
Oh, man. Okay, so we get back to the trailer, and Tiffany and Chucky are there, and...
she's wanting to get married.
Oh, yeah, she's like... yeah.
Talking about this ring, you know, I never took it off.
Yeah, it revolves around the ring.
I found it on the mantelpiece the night you were killed.
Yeah, she thought it meant something, okay?
Yeah,
and it's just Chucky says... you know, his laugh, and he goes... that was from the girl I killed, the last one I did.
That's worth $5,000 or $6,000 easy.
Yeah. So, you know, it doesn't mean nothing to him.
Right.
I think she kind of gets pissed off.
Yeah, she got mad because she already had like a little love nest plan, a baby pin, you know.
That pulls out a playpen, which is strange because.
And it locks. It automatically. She already has a lock on it.
Don't ask me. I plan on abusing my child when we get him so old enough.
She opens that up and throws Chucky's ass.
Yeah, she's mad. So she's
hurt, man. She's a scorned woman. She's sitting there. You know, she smokes about 3,000 cigarettes in this movie. And
man, nothing like a hot looking woman just smoking cigarettes.
She makes it look cool, though. Yeah. She kind of makes it look cool, but
whatever floats your boat.
I'm like this and then like this with her. I don't know. So,
but it's cool when he's in that place.
Remember, she starts tickling him like a little baby and stuff like that. Yeah, it'd be just weirdo.
After that, she goes back in her bed though, and she's like laying next to the corpse.
That dude, Damien.
Yeah,
he's just laying in the bed, and then I like
how she takes a pillow and she's just laying next to him. And stuff,
I like how she just kind of shoves him, like you know, like when you're taking up too much room in the bed,
and you're pissed off at your
shove you, and that's what she does to him. And then you get like a full on, you know, where he's wearing like, you know, fishnet stockings and stuff. And like, you know, who would
fall asleep?
Who would? Oh, you did. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Boom. Yeah.
So they've got that dead body to get rid of, and she locks Chucky in the playpen.
Yeah, he's locked in the playpen.
She's ticked at him. Yeah. She ain't about to let him loose.
Well, the funny thing is, she left him coloring books and crayons and toys.
Speak and spell. Remember the old
speak and spell
from the
80s? Is in there, so she's got toys.
Right.
Yeah, but she must have taken Damien and stuck him in a chest, and she's got to get rid of the body.
Trunk. Yeah, like a steamer trunk kind of thing. And
a chest.
Yeah.
And, aren't they the same freaking thing?
I had to correct you. I'd rather be right.
Not from the 1940s. It's a steamer trunk.
It's a steamer trunk.
Oh, man. Mars will roll. Anyways, yeah, so she drags it out down the steps, and it's heavy as heck because there's a body in it. And she's sitting there all gussied up, looking good with her blonde hair all gone.
She does. She does look good.
And Jesse's
out there waxing this piece of crap van. He has the
with his shirt off, all sweaty.
But it's a piece of crap. I mean, it's got.
I know.
And he's waxing it.
It's his baby, though. Hey, you see the inside? It's got the chair in there. It's got the paneling. And I've always wanted to own a little minivan from like the 60s that and deck it out with the
curtains.
What,
like a Volkswagen bus or something like
that? Yeah.
We could smoke reefer in there.
Maybe we got to get one of those just to go on tour.
Yeah, Little Monsters Movie Podcast
on tour.
If you want us in your city.
I know there's a guy in here who's got a Jack Stickman, Dr. Wolfula, who's got a... he's got a Scooby-Doo van.
Yeah?
There's a tour? It's actually pretty darn cool.
We could bring all of this crap to your house and set up in your basement and do the show. Allowed to be in the show. You could stand over there and be quiet. Yeah.
It'll be same scene and set up
find
in your house.
To sit down.
But anyways.
But we'll do our thing. And you have to feed us and clothe us and let us use your bathroom and give us $10.
Or just give him a Maxwell House coffee can. Anyways.
Already lose.
She's seducing him to help her get the trunk. The steamer trunk. From 1959.
But then he does get it in there and she's asking him like out for a drink. And she's gyrating while she's on the car throwing that pelvis out there. What are you doing later? Would you like to get a drink? And he's like 17.
And he's like, no, I got a girlfriend.
I gotta give it to him, man. He's smart
dedicated.
Enough to say no. I mean,
yeah.
He could just be like, yeah, it's just, how about right now?
Right.
I can be done in 3 minutes.
Well,
I can get back to waxing
my car. In the background, you also hear Chucky, and she said something about, I'm babysitting that effing bratty kid. And I'd be like,
it's like a 40-year-old guy's voice.
Hey, you bitch. Come on, man. Get me out of here, you stupid little
bitch. Get me out of here. And I like how he's with the blocks. He's spelling kill. Was he?
No, Speak and Spell says to spell woman, and he
kill
spells,
Tiffany slow.
He says, well, the Speak and Spell too. We forgot to mention. It's,
oh yeah,
it's supposed to say woman.
Spell woman,
woman, and it says B. Yeah, he's going B-I-T-C-H. Man, that's it. And that's when he throws it and he breaks.
But in the blocks, he even wrote, you know, kill Tiffany slow.
It's unreal.
So
but
yeah,
it is funny how he did get it in the trunk and close it. And it's so heavy, and she goes, you're so strong.
It's just Goodwill. It's just stuff going to Goodwill.
And then
we got to say, because it comes up later in the movie, she mentions to him, because he says he has a girl, and that's why he's not going to, you know, dip it in her. And she says, you know, treat her right, you know. And, you know, she always
talks she
always,
is...
my mother always said, but she specifically says, you know, if a girl spends all day cooking for you, the least you can do is wash a dish. And that comes up later
it
on.
It does,
in the
movie. Yeah, later on. And you know, you do find out that she is kind of, even though she kills and loves this serial killer, Chucky, Charles.
She just wants to be married and have a nice
she
life.
Does just, she's sentimental side, and
that
she does
simple
want a
life.
Yes.
Of, you know, picket fence and murder and.
You know. Right. So she shows back up later
with the doll,
on with. She gives him like a present or something, or making fun. I don't know.
She's totally making fun of him.
Yeah, she brings a little
doll dressed in a wedding dress with the necklace on, which is her undoing.
No.
A little necklace on her on the necklace. The ring is on the necklace.
The ring on the necklace.
And then she throws like a handful of rice at them, like, and he's still
locked up.
And
it sticks
up.
To him though.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's sticking to the doll, but. But anyways, we come to find out that he's actually
this
sweating
she's
and everything else too.
She's in the bathtub.
Yeah, yes, she is.
And oh, my favorite part. She's drinking wine. She's got the remote, bubbles everywhere.
She got bubbles going on. Yeah. She's looking at the news.
Yeah, she's watching TV. Yeah, and they're talking about...
Talking about the murders that went on. What? And Warren,
the cop,
the chief of police, is missing.
And the thing is, I guess we should mention from the beginning of the film...
And 7-Eleven, they had a sale on Slurpees.
Yeah.
The cherry Slurpees, and the lady was talking about that.
Right.
But...
And then they cut to the story about the murders.
No, yes, they do.
We forgot to mention that the cop that she kills at the beginning, she takes his lighter.
What?
She takes his lighter. Remember, it said Bailey on it.
And it said Bailey? I thought it said Tiffany on there.
No, it said Bailey. She stole the cop's lighter.
You mean
at the
beginning. Okay, well, no, we got to do this podcast over. I watched back the whole, at the beginning. I watched the whole movie thinking.
Back it up, Mike! Back it up, Joe!
Come on, back it up! I thought it said Tiffany the whole movie.
No, you're wrong.
I knew I should have worn my glasses.
You completely did not understand the movie now.
I thought it was just foggy on the screen because the shower was going all day.
Right.
When I was trying to watch the TV. Okay,
well, that's what
go.
Happens, you know?
Let's go.
See, he doesn't have any heat, so he runs the hot water and just puts a fan in there to blow the steam into the house.
Humidity. It's good for your complexion.
But I don't know how he has hot water, but no, you know, the furnace doesn't work.
Anyways.
Right. So they're talking about the cop that was killed.
Yeah.
And then they talk about
she's smoking half a pack of cigarettes in the tub.
Right. And, you know, butts floating in the water. And then they talk about the goth dude that they found dead.
Yeah.
And then they show his picture, like his name was, I don't know what his name was, but he was a geek. And, Chucky escapes from the playpen. He takes this stupid ring that she left on the doll, the diamond. And he's cutting through the wood.
Yeah, like Larry Curly Moe would saw the pipe. He's cutting a little wooden playpen thingy, locker or whatever. Yeah, with the diamond ring.
And he busts loose, gets a knife. And I love when she's in the bathtub, she flips the channels,
and it's
Bride of Frankenstein. You know, and you see how, you know, one kind of relates to the other.
Oh, she's enthralled with Bride of Frankenstein playing
so
on TV,
which
is kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool scene.
And
there's some very cool scenes in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's some other things that you go,
the whole movie's
my
cool.
Yeah.
Everything in the movie is cool.
Okay.
It's all cool.
It is a good movie.
I don't really consider it a horror movie, but it's, well, not like the first one was.
What?
Straight up horror.
It's a Spanish comedy. If you like those, then this is your movie.
It was on Telemundo, and I just happened to catch it.
So. Anyways, what does he do? He throws the... he throws the TV in the water, right? An electrocute?
Yeah, he comes after her. She kicks him.
She goes,
he pushes the TV.
She has the bubbles are all from it.
Yeah, yeah.
Before she dies.
La petite muerte. Something like that. I think I'm speaking like French and Spanish.
La petite capriante. La petite.
So she gets electrocuted.
We're going to do a whole podcast one night. Just
Esperanto?
Yeah. Con el
estrema. Some fake language.
De peque, de cuaste. Tapacate Tiffany. Mars will roll. Anyways,
So he electrocutes her. And bubbles are going up. And I like how he's just sitting there playing with the bubbles when they're all coming down.
He's such a child.
He is.
And he plays a lot.
And yeah, a lot. You know, with the children and community service.
A cool scene was before he electrocutes her, he's pulling her a doll. Tiffany.
Oh, the doll, that she brought.
I said Tiffany doll, but the doll, it will be the Tiffany doll. He's dragging it by the hair into the bathroom, you know.
Oh, where, yeah. And he's going to show her, man. He says the words.
Yeah, so he does he got the Voodoo for Dummies in his hand?
He doesn't need it. He knows the words.
Yeah, he knows. Okay, so he's conjuring up.
He's sending her soul into the doll just to show her, just to get some revenge, some sweet, delicious revenge, to show her what it's like. You know, she had to go and make fun of him for being a doll. He's going to show her what it's like.
And he puts her
in the bride doll.
The bride doll.
And
I love how they get close-ups and you can see the little vessels in the eye, the blood vessels and stuff.
The puppet animatronics are really good.
Oh, it is really good. That makes the movie for me.
And,
I mean,
yeah, at this point,
storyline's kind of crap.
Yeah, you know, it's...
You know, they make up for it with a lot of these cool little things.
It's a showcase for the puppets. And, I mean, this has more of the puppets in it than any of the others. And I actually think this was probably, out of all the Chucky movies, I think this one made the most money.
Probably.
You know, I mean, they threw a ton of money.
They threw in sex appeal and
you throw a Rob Zombie song in there, and you know, all of Rob a sudden, Zombie, you know, there you go, you got it all.
He's big at the time, so they put it. They put, it all
John
together.
Ritter in a movie, and the kids flocked to it.
Yeah.
And put John who?
Tiffany. John Ritter. John Ritter was great. Yeah, well, everybody knows Three's Company, you would think.
If you don't know Three's Company, it's just as funny today as it was then. I used to work with a nurse whose parents wouldn't let her watch it.
Really?
Back in the 70s, because it was just too risque.
How nutty.
So what happens?
But I can see it. Anyways, I know Chucky downs a fish tank with a straw.
A fish bowl with the fish
in it. So we find out that they can eat and drink and everything.
Yeah, because she's looking at that book, that Voodoo for Dummies book.
Yeah.
And this is where we are introduced to something that wasn't in any of the previous three movies, the Amulet of Damballa, where it's the only round the neck of they need this Charles to get out of these bodies. Whereas in the previous three movies, he was trying to get out of that body, and they never mentioned this. But now he needs this, and he was buried with it. Yeah. So they have to get their booties to Hackensack, New Jersey.
Hackensack, New Jersey.
To get
to the cemetery. And dig up that body and get that amulet so that he can... They want to get back into human
bodies. Human bodies. So they got to find a couple of suckers too.
Yeah,
she's already kind of got an idea. You know, she calls that Jesse guy up, says, "Hey, do you want to make $500?"
So she coaxes
take these two dolls, deliver these two dolls to
Hackensack,
and the other guy's, "I want 1,000." Okay, well, I'll give you another 500 when you get there. Like, it's that easy?
I guess.
It's the easiest haggling I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, and the thing that's even funnier than that is that this kid, we find out, I'll say it when we get to it. Like, $1,000 is too much, is a lot of money. He plans on picking up his girlfriend, taking off.
Well, right.
And that $1,000, they can put a deposit down, start their life off together.
Because that's what his gay friend told him. It's like, if I were you, I would just take Jade and just get out of here.
But
just go.
$1,000 ain't doing it. I know this is 98, but...
$1,000 wasn't doing it then.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But anyways...
And in between that, Tiffany gets herself all gussied up into the Tiffany that we know.
Yeah, the leather jacket, the black lipstick, the wedding dress,
but now she's got the... Comboot bats on.
Yeah, the Doc Martens, and stuff.
Comboot bats.
Comboot bats. You know what I'm saying?
Dyes the hair blonde.
Yeah, the music's going. She's getting all...
Call me. You can call. I think that's the song.
Man, she looks
hot. Gives herself her mole and her black lips and her blonde hair and her titty tattoo and black fingernails.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. I love the dolls, Holly.
Looks like my mother.
I would
and
love
lights, and it starts dragging on.
We can go off into a little tangent real quick about. I would love to see a movie of just all dolls like this.
It was called Meet the Feebles.
No, those were different types of dolls. I'm talking about dolls like this. You know what I mean?
Those dolls shot up heroin and stuff.
If
I don't get some smack, I'm not going to be able to perform.
That was a tripped out movie.
If you guys seen that movie?
Meet the Feebles? That was a
Peter Jackson
film. And I would recommend you go see that. It was
the weirdest Muppet movie you will ever
out
see.
Out there, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
He's got to get that out on Blu-ray.
Even the DVD I used to have
was crap. Like, they just took the videotape and put it on a DVD. Our store that Beware, I think they had it.
Oh, yeah.
There wasn't anything they didn't have.
Yeah, but Muppets shooting up and...
Playing Russian roulette.
It was disturbing. Wow. But anyways, so he goes and picks up... Jesse goes picks up the dolls.
Right.
And goes
to get Jade.
Yeah, and he's got this van, and all that, his van... Picks her up, I guess, thinks he's going to be able to sneak in the house, and Warren isn't going to be there.
He says he wants to marry her. Let's go. We'll start a life. I've got $500 bucks right here. Let's go start our life. That's gas money for that thing.
Holy I know. Just to make it to Hackensack.
That's gas money and, a couple trips through the drive-thru.
I know.
That's why he wanted $1,000. I'm going to need to fill up on the way home.
You get $5 burgers. I mean, $500 burgers. That can last you almost a year. If you eat a burger a day.
Not me. Can't just eat one.
Burger a day diet.
Can't just eat 26 hush puppies.
But anyway.
They're all gone, by the way.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah. They're all gone.
26 hush puppies.
I didn't eat them all.
Oh, Anyways.
Most.
They were good. They're greasy.
They weren't that greasy.
Well, they weren't that greasy,
no. We went last night. It wasn't bad.
It's like a fish and chips place, restaurant.
Yeah, we went to England and got some fish and chips.
Oh, we went to England and off of Cheech's. Anyways,
even though it was a Middle Eastern guy running it.
What do you mean, man? You want yourself a slurpee. But yeah, so they jump in the van and Warren.
Well, they're going to go get her, pack her up.
Yeah, they run to the house, pack her up.
Warren's not home.
Meanwhile, Warren's out in the van.
He knows. He's been watching from the outside. Yeah. He knows what's going down.
Calling up his needle nose.
Yeah, so he's, you know, yeah, he's going to plant some
plant
stuff.
Plant some marijuana.
Plant some marijuana in the van.
Oh, and I love how Chucky and Tiffany are. Chucky's like, this guy's going to ruin our trip.
He's getting in the way of our ride. He's got his hunting knife.
What are you going to do? Oh, and I love...
And she just eggs him on, man. Just like,
oh, she does.
You know, well, you can't use the knife. You got to do something unexpected.
Yeah, you can't make it easy. That's
right.
A knife is so old school, she says, pretty much. You know?
But this guy's got all kinds of crap in his car. I mean, he's got hammers and nails. And
yeah, they're looking around at everything.
Right. And, so yeah, he picks up the hammer. Remember, and what about this? You know, too expected or whatever. Yeah. And she's the one that actually gets the idea for the nails.
Yeah, she glances over at the box of nails that's sitting over
like
there.
Jars of nails. They rig it up into the airbag.
Yeah, don't ask me how this works.
Who came up with that? It's awesome.
It is a cool idea, but in order for the airbag to hit and. But basically,
yeah. Well, you know, they Warren, know physics, though. Those puppets, you know, they know physics and they know how things go.
Yeah, because they set the nails up where the airbag kind of is,
right?
And they're all set perfectly, like lined up. And Warren, the chief of police, comes in the back,
hides the marijuana,
hides it underneath the
seat, and he hears like some laughter voice in the front.
Yeah,
so he sneaks up there and. I don't know, they do something with the wires or whatever, and the airbag deploys,
and those
nails just shoot into his face.
Yeah.
John Ritter's face.
And what does he say? He goes, that looks familiar.
Oh, God, I love that scene, because he looks like Pinhead.
Because all the nails are through his face.
Why does that remind me of something?
Well, yeah, why does that?
But I love his face when he's got all the nails in there.
I love the throw up. Yeah, oh, yeah. It's just so. And immediately he goes and conks over and falls down. First of all, I don't care how many nails hit you real quick.
Oh,
it's going to take at least a few minutes for you to at least pass out from shock.
His face is like...
Yeah, it's a very...
They're going every which way it is.
Yeah, the scene's
all the nails were going one way, but they're all in his head.
Yeah, it didn't project out. It bounced off something and went down.
Not one nail missed. They're all in his head.
It's funny.
He's like, I gotta admit, Tiff, that's pretty good for an amateur.
That's pretty good there,
Tiff. And I like how they're coming. Jade and Jesse are coming out of the house. The puppets, the Muppets, the dolls, whatever the hell they are, pick up the body, put him in the little compartment under the seat in the back. Clean up the blood.
Oh, Tiffany's scrubbing the blood
back in.
She's scrubbing the blood.
Pick up the
good.
Nails. All this in the time they run from the front door to the driveway.
Yes, they cleaned everything up
and
repaired. The airbag deployment
they
system.
They should work for those minute maids, those ladies that come to your house and clean up, because you wouldn't have to pay them very much. I'm paying for like 2 minutes worth of work.
Yeah, have them kill something, and then they're good to go. But
right.
Amazing. Yeah,
so they get them in there.
And how they got all that blood off the ground. I mean, Tiffany was really scrubbing.
She was working it. She was working that rag. And I think she used Bounty, because that's the quicker picker-upper.
It is the quicker picker-upper, yeah.
I mean, they show you all those times, those, you know, side-by-side comparisons, and there's just, there is no comparison.
No, Bounty is the paper towel of the serial killer, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
it holds.
What do they find? The catcher in the rye and a roll of Bounty paper towels.
Yeah.
Most of the time at somebody's serial killer's houses.
You know, and who doesn't have those two things in their house?
Yeah, I mean, I keep mine under my
bed. So it could be
bed,
anybody.
You know.
Right.
Just for old time's sake.
And
so they jump in the van and they take off.
Like as soon as they pull out of the driveway, Needle Nose is pulling them over.
And the dolls are always just sitting back there with their smile on the bench in the back of the van. And it's so funny. But Needle Nose comes out and starts
and
threatening.
They decide
him
to
again.
Pull over into like a drive-up burger joint. Everybody's outside smoking dope.
The whole freaking restaurant.
Everyone
is out. Yeah,
like everyone's there.
I'm
the cops here. Let's go.
And Ted, if there's a restaurant this freaking busy, man, they're making a lot of money.
Yeah,
I mean, this place was packed.
Yeah, I might stop get a burger after I'm done.
Yeah, and they were all smoking. Yeah, but yeah.
Jade comes out and actually just tries to reason with him. You know, can't you just give us a break? You know, you seem like a nice guy. Now. And I know. You guys got Five Guys by you? It's the best burgers. You ever have Five Guys burger?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Best.
Yeah, Five Guys burger.
Cheese, bacon, mustard.
Hungry now that, they're down at the restaurant there eating. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, and a milkshake. And
you guys
fries.
Wait here. We'll be right back. Yeah, should pause it.
We're in a burger. I'll edit it in.
She tries to appeal to his decency, which he has none, and he admits, I just like to do it for the money, but I think he just likes to screw.
Oh, he's an a-hole.
But she rears back and punches him.
Yeah, she punches and then in the meantime, and knocks him down. Yeah.
In the back of the van, Chucky finds the bag of weed, and they're in there smoking dope.
Yeah, the doll smoking the set of weed.
Oh, that's good. And nobody knows. No one sees any plumes of smoke coming out of this van.
These dolls are so hilarious and so cool looking.
Getting stoned.
Yeah, he tucks it in his little jumper. Got.
So he tells Jade, just go in, get some food for the road. I'm going to deal with this guy.
Because they've got tons of money, that $500 is going to go a long way.
And this cop already knows that Warren planted the marijuana, so he's just going to go straight in there and look for it. And he goes in there, never says, you guys been partying a little bit back here. I mean, come on, it lingers. He just doesn't smell
it. Basically, he just takes it and goes back to the car.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even tell them, hey, look what I found. Right?
Well, no, Chucky had it. And
yeah, but he doesn't tell Jesse or Jade, does he?
Yeah.
He does?
That he finds it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I must have blacked out during that.
Yeah, because he's going to look.
Get blackouts.
He's going to look in that cat that
every now and
that
then
compartment where Warren's body is, and to distract him, Chucky throws the bag of weed, and that's where the officer finds it and brings it out and shows Jesse.
Okay.
Were you listening to anything I just said?
No, I was talking about my blackouts.
Mm.
It's a sad situation.
I'll just keep it going while he blacks out. And yeah, Jesse just smacks it out of his hand. Oh, this is bullshit.
You planted that stuff.
You're in a lot of trouble, boy. Mm-hmm. And
I actually want to punch Needle Nose myself.
He's
I want to poke him in the eye.
Well, yeah, it's
and
total
then I
want to
grab his nose and I want to pump it down.
And he tells him, you wait right here, don't move. And Jesse's just like, oh, shit. And he kicks his van and busts out the headlight. Oh, shit.
He gets pissed because he kicks his own light out.
But I like how the dude doesn't handcuff him, nothing. Just lets him stand there.
Yeah.
And so,
goes back to the vehicle.
Chucky and
vehicle.
Tiffany know that, this is going to screw up their ride.
Right.
So he takes that lighter.
And this is the cool part.
When he's crawling?
He's crawling. Yeah. And Chucky
that's
to the
cool
police
effect.
Car. And yeah, it's just an awesome effect.
I'm going to show you how
it's
done.
If that's like mechanical or
person sure, in it. Or if that was CGI maybe.
It looked very
It was good.
It was good. It was cool. Really cool.
And he sticks a flannel rag in the cop's gas tank. And who hasn't done this? And you light it up
I'm
on fire.
I'm going to stick this in the gas tank and light it up and blow up that
You know
cop.
What I think it is, thinking back now? I'll bet you it was like a person crawling in some parts of it. Like a little person crawling.
Shrinking it down maybe a bit or...
Or just like from certain shots, like maybe from behind.
Yeah, because sometimes you can't tell. Yeah, that's true.
And Chucky
drops... Because it looked real.
Chucky drops that lighter.
It looked real.
It did. It looked really good.
Deja vu.
Chucky dropped that lighter that Tiffany stole
from
the cop.
That's right,
And that's how all these murders are going to get tied together. The rag's on fire. The cop's in there.
Immediately.
And meanwhile,
Chucky's
crawling, there's that one kid that was originally smoking dope out in the parking lot. And Chucky looks at him and just goes like... And the guy's like, whoa, rude doll, man.
Yeah, it doesn't question that it's actually a doll. He just says, rude doll. Like he's encountered other dolls, But
right. I mean, he's had nice dolls, but this one's rude.
Yeah. I got a full-size doll, but I keep her packed away.
I thought his name was Luther.
For special occasions.
I thought it was a he and his name was Luther.
Could be. Anyways, Yeah, so what do? They all just...
The car blows up.
The car blows up. And they jump back in the van.
Jake gets in there and, you know, tells him, go. You know, yeah, leave the scene of a crime. And, yeah, now they're on the run and they're friggin' fugitives.
Good thing the Dolls got back in time. Chucky got back in time.
Yep, so. They always do that.
Yeah, well, of course he's going to.
Right, and it's just chaos at the Circle K or whatever the hell they are. And they're on the road. On the road again.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. I hope Willie Nelson's doing all right.
Last I talked to him, he was okay.
Was he?
Yeah, he still likes to smoke marijuana every day.
Strung his banjo strings for him.
Yeah,
and,
he
didn't seem to really care that I even did that for him.
Did you use catgut like you were supposed to?
I did, and he said... I don't know. He didn't say anything, really. He sat there, he was drinking a Budweiser.
Sometimes he just doesn't say thank you. I don't know what his problem is.
I just went home. I said, hey, your banjo strings are set. I'll talk to you later, Willie. And he didn't say a thing. So. But anyways...
I'm going to stop going over his house if he behaves like that.
That's Willie for you. I mean, he's, you know...
Too true.
Anyways...
Sidebar. Yeah. So what's going down? They're driving, they're arguing.
We'll get them on the podcast one day.
Yeah.
But they're driving, they're getting ready to go to a hotel. They need to...
They got to split, man, because...
They do got to split.
They got to drop these dolls off, and they got to figure out
what to do. I love how they're in the back of the van laughing.
I know.
Because they start... Is this where they start blaming each other, Jesse and Jade?
Yeah, because like she thinks that he had something to do with that explosion. He's like, you didn't think I had anything to do with it, did you? And all the doubt starts creeping in.
Right.
So, that dude, they're David, their gay friend calls him and is like, you know, what's going on? I'm seeing all this on the news here. You guys are wanted fugitives there. And now because they found that cop's lighter at the scene of the crime, they're tying them into these other murders, the Damien murder and the police officer murder.
Murder.
Tonight. Next on it's the perfect Hitchcock. Night for a murder.
But anyways, how's that water?
It's delicious.
It's 69 cents at the local drugstore.
I say wastewater, man. It tastes terrible. Why can't water taste like Dr. Pepper?
He filters his water through you go outside through the...
No, actually, I just take a roll of Bounty. And I just pour the water through the Bounty roll, let it go all the way through.
It filters.
And into a cup.
Bounty is good for everything.
It filters all the impurities out.
Takes the lead out?
No, I like to keep that in. So
that's why I was sentimental.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it's good for you. It's heavy. It's a heavy metal, and it keeps about metal.
Because your feet need to stay planted to the earth,
right?
And the lead is what actually does that.
I mean,
according to Michio Kaku, the physicist,
right? And that's also so that I always know which way north is because of the magnetic pull on my nose. I'll always know which way north is.
Exactly.
You know?
I always...
Like right now, it's that way. It is. It's that
and
way.
And by the way... So they go
to Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Where else would you go with Chucky and
Chucky? Hackensack is in New Jersey, right?
Yeah, they're in New York. They're on their way. I don't know where this movie starts. Where do they live?
Man, getting her to the nearest Motel 6.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to say that this movie took place in Ohio, because that's where all the others do. So
it took place in Youngstown, Ohio.
Youngstown.
But,
So they're going to go get married, because that's
right,
the idea.
They go to the chapel.
And boy, wasn't that a lovely ceremony.
Oh, it was beautiful.
I mean, yeah, she looks thrilled. She's like this, you know.
Well, because I think she went through it, but she's thinking that he's got something to do with it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she's scared to say, hey, you know, the doubt's there, but yet she's still going to go through getting married.
Well, as long as she understands that, you know, she's got to have maritals after this is all over.
Yeah, I mean, I would take her right back and say, we are married now. I don't care what
man's got rights.
Don't care what kind of trouble's going on right now in our life.
I don't want to hear
physically
what you're thinking.
But we need to do the deed.
That's right.
And
have to cement this.
Yeah.
Lock it down.
So... So, but yeah, they do get married, and Chucky
it's
and Tiffany.
Sweet.
So, Tiffany's like
Tiffany's crying.
Oh yeah, I always cry at weddings.
I like it when they're sitting in the car and they just start bumping some White Zombie.
Yeah. Yeah, see, because he's looking for stations, and he's going, man, what is this crap?
Music's gone to hell since I've been gone.
Yeah.
That's more like
it. Then he gets the Rob Zombie voice on me. And
right.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. So
it's kind of funny.
And then, yeah, they these puppets have all kinds of conversations. I don't listen to it.
You don't listen to it. That's the best part of
it. No, he apologizes to her. He's like, hey, Tiff, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about everything.
I know how much you really want a life with my killing spree. And,
so what, they get like their little honeymoon
I hope
suite?
The best for them, really.
Yeah,
I do.
I mean, they're just crazy kids.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Everybody Warren pops out of the back, remember?
That's right.
He comes back.
They're having fun listening to White Zombie. And
Warren pops up. His face is all...
He's still like that with all the clothes in there and stuff like that.
I love it.
Oh, and the funny part is, he goes back to his good old faithful knife.
Oh, that's right. And he's just
he jumps
jabbing
on top
him in the
of
back.
Him and he goes...
And then while you know they're saying their I do's, he's jabbing him in the back of them. You can't beat a classic.
You can't beat a classic. That's what he says.
Oh, God. But, oh,
the knife will always be in style.
But he just pops out and he screams.
Yeah. What John... He had a long day at work again.
I did.
So,
I did.
Yeah. They're paying you good too. You're making $350 now an hour.
$350 an hour plus, you know,
the RNs differential. They do not make good money. They get full medical, but they pay about $350 an hour.
You know, I always have like two nickels to rub together.
Yeah.
That's about it.
So, they clean stuff up in the van again, really good.
Yep, they do.
They clean the blood up, and he's back in the thing again because they don't spot him and see him.
So the kids are in their honeymoon suite. They're watching the news. You know, and you got to pay attention because the one guy that's on there, he's like an older detective guy. He's going to show up later on in the film.
Yeah,
and then the young guy, you know,
he plays a special role at the end.
I guess. I mean, he's there. Let's put it that way. But they're saying that, you know, while they can't definitely connect.
She's got a nice sweater on in this.
Yeah, you can see just the top of the cleave there. She
that's where you button up, and it's and then the couple comes barging in.
Some swinger couple comes walking in.
Well, I think they're crooks.
They are. They're crooks because they steal their money. While they're in there. Right. That's the whole idea. They work together.
Yeah, they pretend, oh my God, this
like
is my suite. Oh, we're this is you get you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, like who what?
And they're half clothed.
You know what that reminds me when we were moving that one time and that drunk kid walked by and I was moving from one apartment to another.
Oh, that's right.
And Dina was helping me and some drunk guy came in walked into my apartment.
Yeah.
And he's like he was looking around like he couldn't believe that there was no furniture. He's like
he thought it was
a black chick. I was just sitting right over there a half hour ago.
Yeah. He's like, I was here, man.
And we had to convince the guy that this was not the place we were. He was in my house. He wouldn't leave.
He was convinced that it was, that's right. That was so funny.
And didn't he feel bad after? Like, you were talking to him. He's like, man, I feel like 2 cents. Didn't he try giving you like $2 or something?
He tried giving him money, yeah.
And he had like,
here's $2 for your problem.
He had a bottle of hooch in his pocket.
Yeah.
It was a young kid. He was about our age at the time.
A little weird. But
man, I was sitting right there.
Yeah, I can't believe this.
She left.
Oh, I would have loved to see what went on the rest of the night, man, with that guy. God. But yeah, that was a trip.
So I had to get out of that place. Because evidently people just walk into your apartment.
Oh, that's hilarious, man. Oh, I can't. Yeah, that was
But
so
you never
long.
Know. People get stupid. You just, but yeah, I feel like 2 cents, man. Here, take $3.
That was funny.
You should have took that, man. You could have got a happy meal.
Well, I was just like, I don't know. But anyways,
yeah, so they're all in there. Oh, you keep imagine, you know, they want to swing. They're acting like they want to swing.
Yeah, because he's lying on the bed and he's being seductive.
Yeah.
Tell you, that girl looks pretty.
She wasn't too bad. She wasn't too bad. But what the whole scam was is, you know, while they're doing that and distracting them, they steal the money.
Yeah.
The $500.
And Tiffany spots them do that. The Dow. Because they're sitting there against the wall because they're carrying the Dow wherever they go. They're not going to leave it in the van.
Right.
I guess because they've got $500
waiting
for it.
Yeah, $500 riding on these.
So, and this is actually what's coming up is probably one of the cooler.
It is. It's like the best kill in the movie.
Kill scenes. It's a pretty good kill scene.
Yeah, Tiffany. It's all Tiffany.
Yeah, so they're giggling and stuff, and they got the $500 from them, and they got a gun sitting there on the side.
Yep, and they start
and they're doing a deed.
Yeah, doing it. Doing it and doing it well.
Mm. Yeah, they're rubbing and grinding and humping and.
But they're not doing. There's no penetration. He's still got his boxers on.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. Well, a little bit of foreplay, something like that. But anyways,
What's that?
What?
What's that?
Oh, you gotta put in at least 2 hours. But anyways,
I just stampede.
They're on a bed, and there's a big, huge mirror above the bed.
Right.
And
we got the one door above my bed.
Oh, I got a room that's just, it's all mirrors to ground, ceiling, and sides. We have one over our bed because
my wife says she likes to watch herself laugh.
I can see that. No. She tells him, go put some prophylactic on, and he goes up and he goes, Too late. That's a sign. So yeah, George Costanza. But yeah,
you see, bottle.
You see the door open, and she slowly creep into the bed. Mm-hmm. Because I mentioned because you always look at those feet moving. Oh. For some reason, I love the feet of these dolls moving and the scenes how they show them moving around.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady's on her back looking up at the mirror, and what does she see? She looks up and she sees Tiffany staring at me.
Takes that champagne bottle and throws it up, smashes the mirror,
and it all comes down and spikes them all.
That's awesome. I'd like that water bed. Is it a water bed? I don't think it's a water bed.
It might be,
but anyway, yeah.
But yeah, either way, it doesn't matter.
They need a Tylenol once that's all done.
Oh my god!
And Chucky sees that and it's like, oh,
he is so impressed.
This is my chick.
This is a good 10-15 minute part of the movie that's really good. Because right. What comes after this is funny as hell.
Yeah, and he says, you know, but, I got to marry you. And
he's in love now because he's seen how great she
bites that ring people. Off the lady's finger because her finger got severed.
Yes.
And he puts it on her thumb.
I love how he puts it on her thumb, too, and it falls into place because she's a down. It's hard.
Right.
It's like...
And it's slow motion, too.
But, and it doesn't fall off. It stays on. But, you know, then it gets a touching scene where they're hugging. Yeah, and she cries, tear coming down and stuff. And what does she say? She says something like, I'm starting to really feel... Or she notices she's going to cry in her tear. So she's like, I wonder if every other place works the same way. Yeah,
and he says, you know, I'm starting to feel like Pinocchio down here.
Yeah!
And I am anatomically correct, you know.
So then a big old love scene happens. Yeah. Oh, man, they get down.
The doll tongues start going in.
Yeah, it's a... Oh, my God. It's a scene, man. It's a wild scene.
Oh, yeah. And they take their time, man.
Oh, it's a...
Dress and, you know, you get to see the tush. And
Ronnie Yu. Yeah, Johnny Roo.
Yeah.
Whoever directed this movie.
Kangan and Roo.
He,
you just see the shadows on the wall of them going at it.
Yeah.
And I love how she stops.
He's humming.
Oh, wait. Do you have a rubber? And he's like, a rubber?
Well, I made out of rubber.
I thought you were plastic.
Yeah.
Tiff, shut up.
Kiss me. But the shadow scene is very, very funny.
It's very romantic and sensual.
Yes, it goes down as one of the... They received some kind of Emmy?
AFI's Top 100 Romantic Scenes. It's number 18.
That's true. That's what happened.
Yeah, number 18. Look it up. It's there.
And we're the number one horror podcast on...
the whole internet.
In Cincinnati, Cleveland area.
Yeah.
And
Tupelo, Mississippi.
Borneo.
Borneo? Is that in China?
Yeah.
Where is Borneo?
Borneo,
it's Asia, isn't it?
Somewhere over there, yeah. Anyways, so what happens?
Well, it's kind of funny. After the whole puppet love fest.
Yeah, no, Jesse gets up. Yeah, after that happens, they go back to the room.
They each get the same idea.
Right, at the same exact time.
Right, he gets up to go. As soon as he leaves the room, Jade calls David. It's like, I think he's a killer.
Yeah,
what do I do?
Yeah,
he tells her you got to go to the police.
And she's calling up that gay guy.
The gay friend, David. Yeah.
David.
And he calls on a phone booth. This is, the phone cell booth. Phones were
he called big. On the phone booth.
He goes to the phone booth, if you remember what those were. And he's calling David. David clicks over. He's like, yeah, David, it's Jesse. I think she's a killer. Something's up. Like, well, you need to go to the police.
Yeah.
So, I mean, boy, they both got the same idea. He just tells them both to think on their spouse. And
yeah, pretty much.
What kind of friend is that? See, it's a good thing they got married because then they couldn't testify against each other.
True.
It's brains. Yeah. Then Rosita comes in.
Rosita.
To clean the room.
That's right.
The maid
for the hotel. And she goes, hey,
and for all the broken glass on the floor, she's actually pretty calm at first.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the newlyweds, I wonder what they were doing. And then she turns around and sees the bodies all impaled by glass and mirror on the floor.
Yeah.
She screams, and I like how Jesse and Jay just, they tear ass into that room. Yeah. Let's see what's going on.
Within seconds.
Yeah. Like, they're just waiting.
They're out of their apartment.
They were in a three-point stance, ready to go.
Would you even... Well, the director got them outside their doorway saying, not yet, not yet.
Now, go!
Go, I'm Johnny Boo!
Johnny Boo!
He's a Chinese director. He did quite a few flicks, notably... Freddy vs. Jason. Anyways,
Followed up by...
So they gotta hurry up to get the heck out of here. He did a documentary after that on soap.
Yeah, that was a good one. Lava.
Lava soap and
lava.
And Safeguard and which ones performed it. It was a very long and very
different
arduous documentary on the fat that they take out of people and stuff and turn into soap
that
bars.
That was Fight Club.
That was Fight Club.
That was Fight Club.
Okay, that was by Johnny Woo. Boo.
Book was based on the movie.
Anyways, they're on the run again.
Coming to Saturday mornings as a cartoon series. The voice of Meatloaf.
Man out of hell!
So what happens next? I don't even know.
What's a good Meatloaf song?
They're all good.
Yeah, they are
all
good.
All the ones out of Bed Out of Hell are good. After that.
They're coming on a train like a bed out of hell!
The song he did in Rocky Horror.
Oh.
Whatever happened to Hot Patootie, bless my soul.
Yeah. Awesome.
Did you watch that podcast?
Yeah.
Go back. It. Stop what you're doing. Go back and watch that
podcast. Stop what you're doing.
I see.
You're about to ruin. And,
They what? Get in the van with the dolls. They're leaving. They're hightailing it out of the.
Did somebody call my name?
I mean, I did just fart, but.
Ah. Oh, yeah. There we go.
Kind of went.
I'm gonna invent a thing that when you fart, you can use it, and it makes noises.
They should have, like, depositories every place. You got to fart, and you just drop drawers, stick gas in there.
Well, no, something that permanently use it stays for energy. For during the day that you're not...
The whole smell is there?
Well, and when you fart, it makes a, like,
it's hello!
Yeah. You know, you fart, you...
Hello!
Yeah. You know, something like
get
that.
Get that, like, pleasant smell to hang around.
So they're on the run again, and they're in their van.
Well, before they leave, David just shows up.
Yeah, but well, because she told him where they were.
Right.
She was on the phone. She
so he's
said,
there, bangs on the window.
We're in a honeymoon suite. Yeah,
and he says something to the effect while they're driving on the highway. You know, it's like one of
both
three
had this. Yeah,
either you know one of you did it, or you're crazy, or it's just a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
And he knows them both, and he says, it's got to be a misunderstanding.
Yeah, it's got to be because you both said the same thing, right. And you both, yeah, so.
Right. And while they're talking, he notices some blood on the floor of the van,
yes.
Picks up the seat
that
the back compartment is, and
rocking,
there's Warren.
Don't come a-knocking.
And, oh, at first he even mentions that before this happens that Warren is only missing. And he's trying to indicate, you know, maybe Warren's the one who's doing this.
Right, that's
know?
Right.
But then he sees, after he lifts up the
David
lid, that Warren's
his...
in there.
His mind again.
And evidently he decided to bring a gun with him. And
No. He took it off of Warren. Warren still had his
gun
in
his belt.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah. He took Warren's gun, points it at them, tells him to stop. You know, you're crazy. I'm getting out of here. He gets out. And a cop, as he's getting out, he's got the gun.
The
cop sees him across the way. And they're all looking for this van.
And that cop said, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, get that gun.
Get that gun.
And, you know, David... You know, being intelligent young man, he thinks
right.
He is, decides to stand in the middle of the highway and do all this yapping. Big
semi goes by.
Awesome. Just
plows right into
obliterates him.
Oh, yeah. It was like a person made out of watermelon. It just all blew.
I think it was a watermelon.
Blew when he
I think Gallagher was driving that truck and just...
Phew, yeah.
I mean, they'd be lucky to find teeth.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was
so,
demolished.
He's a greasy spot on the road. That's all that's left of him.
Yeah.
And the van takes, you know, well, Chucky and Tiffany reveal themselves holding guns.
Yeah, because they interrupted their thing.
Hit the gas.
Hit the gas, buddy.
Right, and nobody can believe this nonsense. Cops are chasing them. End up getting like run off the side of the road, the officer does.
Yeah.
But they start telling the story, you know, we got in these bodies and we're going to put our souls into your bodies.
Yep.
And, you know, take us to Hackensack, New Jersey. Yeah. That's where we want to go. And I love how he even says, you know, if it was a movie, we'd need 3 or 4 sequels to do it justice.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Which this is like the third sequel, yeah. Technically, so.
Yeah. A lot of little things thrown out there like that in the movie, which is kind of cool.
I just love the puppets. I love the animatronics.
You need actually more of... That's why I said, let's make it just a whole movie of just puppets. You know?
That's what Charles Band wanted to do, man. Call it Puppet Wars.
Yeah.
And it was going to have like all of... From all the movies, man, fighting. I think there was talk of it being a TV show and then, you know, like a movie and make Puppet Wars.
Oh, they should.
It's tough, man.
Well, all the good ideas.
It's tough for them to make movies, man.
I know.
Nobody buys DVDs anymore. No one, you know, that's why they're doing...
They're still funding. That's why these movies...
Well, the crowdfunding and now I think Full Moon Movies are like putting like advertising in there, like, you know, product placement and stuff. And that'll usually pay to get the movie made.
Yeah.
But, you know, no one buys like a DVD anymore. I mean, I guess I'm the only one,
you know, that
buys stuff.
That's a song by Europe, 1985.
Is it?
Yeah, you're the only one.
I don't know that song.
It's not a song.
I thought it was Cherokee.
It is Cherokee.
Cherokee.
But
walking on the trail.
Oh, this is another good scene when they're on their way.
Yeah, they said they go. We got to ditch this van because every cop's looking for it. He says we got to get something inconspicuous but with a little bit of style. Let's get a Winnebago.
A Winnebago.
They're like the happy housewife, man.
I don't know how they got the Winnebago unless they stole it.
Well, it's, you know, it's a deleted
$500 they only got it. Right, I know.
Well, no, because she opens up the cabinet and there's an old couple and they're dead.
Right, so they must have killed them. Yeah,
they just found it like that.
No, they were freshly murdered. That was fresh blood.
And she's always making Chucky Swedish meatballs.
And she goes, when she does see the dead bodies, and she goes, oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
You know, and reaches up for what she got. But yeah, she's making, she made Swedish meatballs.
Chocolate chip cookies.
And he goes, I love your Swedish meatballs.
I've never had Swedish meatballs.
Oh, they're good. They're Swedish. Made out of meat. They're in the shape of the balls. And she's making cookies. So Jade's
tied up. She's tied up in a chair.
But she's making food first, Ted.
Well, no, I'm just setting the whole scene up, man. Jade is tied up in a chair.
Oh, Jesse's driving. Jade's tied up in a chair.
And Tiffany's cooking.
And Tiffany's
Christ's sake.
Cooking.
And
she's got it on, I think, 350 for 10 to 15 minutes.
You know, you don't want them to. You don't want the bottoms to be too burnt.
Pillsbury.
But then, yeah, I like how... Jesse and Jade sort of both get the same idea when Tiffany brings the cookies. He's looking in the rearview mirror, sees all the dishes and stuff, and
yeah, he could see Chucky how dirty says something it is
like,
back there.
He says something like,
Jesse tells Chucky.
Well, right? Chucky says something, you know, I love you when you cook. You know, if I knew this marriage thing was going to be this good, I'd have done it a long time ago. And Jesse's like, yeah, but she's not much of a housekeeper, is she? And I love it. He's like, hey, babe, those dishes aren't going to do themselves. And they totally stole that line from me. Those dishes are gonna do themselves.
That is funny.
And then the reason this all comes about is because Jesse had said to Jade at one point, you know, I'll do the dishes, you know, like when he was saying all these things, he's going, you cook and I'll do the dishes. And and that just reminds Tiffany because, you know, Jade says to her, you know, you cooked him all that. At least he could do is wash the dishes.
Right.
And
so she starts whipping dishes up at Chucky. And
a couple of really cool scenes here. Yeah, she starts whipping plates. He's like, yo, what the hell?
And doesn't immediately, Jade's tied up and she kicks Tiffany
into the oven
and it closes the door.
And then
Jesse swerves off the road.
Chucky's got a pistol. He goes out the window, and I love like that kind of slow. He's like,
he flies out the window, and
the Winnebago crashes
on its side.
You know, electrical wires are sparking, fuel's leaking everywhere. Yeah.
It's a bad somehow situation. Gets out.
Well, yeah, she's got to get out of them ropes. So Jesse uses the knife, Chucky's knife, and gets her out. They get out of the Tiffany starts popping out of the oven, evidently in the. 15 seconds that she was in the oven, she got burnt to a crisp.
Yeah, it was a little bit longer than 15 seconds.
Well, it wasn't, I mean...
I think it was long enough to get the charring on the skin of the doll.
You say so.
You know?
If it was at 350, I don't know.
Well, no, it could... Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, she...
But anyways...
Yeah. She comes out and starts, like, ripping at her earrings and her ears.
Oh, and she looks so cool, though. She's actually...
Oh, yeah.
It's all, she's all blackened and burnt, and mm-hmm. it's a...
And
it's
you
a,
like black.
It's a cool looking effect to the doll.
It is, and really Jesse grabs her, just whips her right out of the van.
Yeah,
takes Chucky's knife, cuts her loose. And
he's I love how he's holding the electrical wires
so it doesn't hit the gas because gas.
Right, but and he's letting her out, and then
right, he's a gentleman. He lets her out.
Then he lets it go.
Right,
and they go. He goes flying out of the thing just in time
because Chucky's standing right there with the pistol pointed at Jade. And that's a good effect, man. He goes, we should do a show in 3D. We should make everyone wear 3D glasses.
We can do that. 3D effects.
Throw and, crap at the screen.
Yeah, so they jump out, and the gun goes flying, too. And Tiffany's crawling.
Yeah, you crawling see a little hand crawling
towards the gun. And, of course, she'll get it.
Yeah. And we also have to make mention... I forgot to mention this, but I'm going to remember it because it's going to come up soon. Mm-hmm. When they were in the van driving, there's a story on the radio how, and I don't know how this happens, but that Charles Lee Ray's fingerprints were found at some of the scenes of the crime. Now, I don't know how that would happen because it's just Chucky as a doll.
Exactly. I didn't get that either.
That fingerprints, but they were going to exhume his body to make sure that he was there.
Yeah.
Even if there was a body there, you wouldn't know who it was. But so that's another reason why they have to hightail it to that cemetery in Hackensack, New Jersey.
Right, because they're going to actually, the cops are going to dig up
that body. He wants
that
amulet before they take the body away.
Yeah. And what's cool is Jade's got Chucky in her arm running away, and Chucky's got the gun towards her.
Right, Jesse doesn't know that yet.
Because he can't run that fast. He's got little legs. He goes,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's making her run to that cemetery.
Yeah. And meanwhile...
The medical examiner's already... I mean, you would think they'd have like a... You know, thing to lift up the dirt. It's like one dude who's got to dig it all up.
Yeah, he's doing everything.
How's he going to get the coffin out of
the
hole?
And this is at night, too. Yeah.
How's he going to get the coffin out of the hole by himself?
And that's a pretty darn big square hole, like they're making a basement to a house.
Yeah, he dug it a little bit deeper than he had to.
And wider.
Wider than he had to.
It looks like a triple plot.
My question was how...
That's what kind of books I like. Triple plots.
Triple plots. So, yeah, Chucky shoots the dude digging out the medical examiner office dude that's digging the, you know, the body.
Yeah, he
up.
Just shoots him. He wastes
yeah,
him.
Yeah, wastes him.
I mean, it was like 2 seconds.
Jade's got to go down there, open that coffin. And, yeah, Charles Lee Ray's body's all decayed and skeleton. He's just like, need to see that. He's got rats climbing out of his
eyes. He goes, you broke it. You didn't have to break his neck.
Oh, yeah, because he pulls the amulet off and the head comes up. Ah, you broke my neck, you bitch. Yeah. But yeah, he's got his amulet, he's got his gun, and the whole idea is that, you know, they're gonna, you know, he's gonna enter, they're gonna switch souls.
Jesse and Jade's body.
Yeah, and Jesse and Jade's body. So everybody's got a gun now. Jade's standing there, Jesse's got a gun pointed, he's got Tiffany, and, you know, he's like, you know, let her go, you know, you let Jade go first, and... So, yeah.
The old switcheroo.
Yeah, so he lets them both, you know, he lets Jade go, he lets Tiffany go. But she does give him, like, a little sad look at there, you know, like, why can't I ever get it with the nice guys or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, she does say that. And she looks so burnt up, man.
She does.
She's so sweet. I would marry this doll.
Like, at this point, she's sweet, man. She knows what she's with, and this is just awful. And
yeah, I mean.
This ain't no good.
If I fell in love with a doll, it would probably be her.
You think so?
Not really.
No.
And
like Leech
Woman. Yeah, Leech Woman's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Need her full size, but...
That's a good one.
Anyways, yeah, what happens is Tiffany actually runs at Chucky and stabs him in the back.
Right? Not yet.
He don't?
Not yet. You're jumping way ahead.
I'm going to go get myself a sandwich.
Jade and Jesse, they hug. And Tiffany tries to get a little smooch.
So Jade and Jesse hugs.
They're hugging because they're back together.
They hug.
Tiffany tries to, she says, you know, catch me or hold me to Chucky. And he just lets her fall.
That's right.
And then he takes a knife. He's going to, because, you know, Tiffany's about to be wasted.
Right.
So he's going to get rid of Jade. So he throws the knife
And it intending hits to Jesse hit,
and Jesse sees it coming, turns around real quick.
Yeah, what a nice guy.
Because it's that fast.
Yeah.
And he gets stabbed in the back. And evidently, he's just fine the rest of the movie after that. But she pulls the knife out. It did. Well, it only went in like that far. But still, man, lung is punctured, filling up with fluid.
Something's got to be, you're going to suffocate. Yeah.
Whatever. They don't know no biology.
Hey, it's a movie.
So, yeah. Saying. So then Chucky picks up both pistols.
And he says, come on, I'm going to take care of both of
you. Yeah, yeah, Muggs, yeah. Come on.
See ya, see?
I'm going to rub you out, see? Yeah. So don't be a wise guy. Yeah. Yeah.
You're seeing your last day, see?
So, yeah, evidently he ties them up, but he would have had to put the guns down while he tied them up, and they didn't have the strength to fight off a doll, but so he ties them up. And right. Then he's holding the medallion, the amulet of...
Oh, shalang,
shabada, the amulet of, you know, Dumbala.
Dumbala.
And he's got his pistol, and Tiffany's crawling over to him, hugging his legs. It almost looks like that Conan picture, you know, where he's got the woman, like, grabbing onto his legs there and arm up in the air. I didn't even think about
and
that.
And she, what's she saying to him? She's, like, saying, oh, she does love him or something like that?
I guess. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Creeps up, though. And you know, this is
they're trying to bust through the ropes, and, yeah, they give a little kiss. And this is what you're talking about, because then while she's kissing him, she takes the knife out of his pocket and plunges it into his back.
Right.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the old sneakeroo.
Yeah, that's what chicks do. Switcheroo. And then he falls in the grave, and it just looks like they took a doll and just threw it. Or maybe it was the little person. I don't know. Hey.
No, that was a doll.
Hey, you're doing your own stunts.
Don't break your neck there, bud.
Break a leg.
Hey, Herbert. But Herbert's a good little man, stunt person back in the day.
Broke her heart.
Yeah.
I feel bad, man. This is a sad movie.
It is sad. It ends very sad.
Tearjerker, sad movie. I laughed, I cried, I threw up, but I put refried beans in my underwear. It was fun. I had a great time. They get loose of the ropes.
They do get loose from the ropes.
They start smooching. He seems absolutely fine. I mean, if I had just gotten stabbed, I'd be wanting a Tylenol or something. But,
yep.
So Chucky hops out of that grave with a shovel. And this is an awesome part. Because it's like an aerial shot you see down. And this is where you can tell they're using little people.
Yeah.
Because they're whacking the hell out of each other with shovels.
They're hitting each other in the head with the shovels and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's like lightsabers.
Boom, boom.
Boom, bam, bam, sparking. And, she bites him. Tiffany don't make it.
And they're bleeding and everything. That's
because the longer they stay in those dolls, the more they'll be stuck in there. And all the vital organs and stuff.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I can see.
So, in the struggle, Chucky picks up his knife and plunges it into Tiffany.
Tiffany, all the way through.
All the way through, penetration.
Yeah.
And she says, my mother always said, something like, love would kill me or something like that.
Yeah, and it did.
Boom. And there's that.
Yep, and she's dead.
I know, but
and I love how Chucky's just standing over her,
holding the knife and blood.
It's such a cool visual scene.
It is. I really love the practical effects of the puppets. And I do love
even
what
the non-practical effects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, some of them weren't very practical. So what happens? Oh, they kick him into the back of, I think, Jade or whatever, kicks him back into the grave.
Because
Jesse pulls the ladder out, so he can't get out.
Right.
That's how he got out with the shovel before.
And I love how he's running around all around.
He's stabbing the dirt. Get me out of here. And that's when they both have a gun on him, and that's when that detective from the news story shows up.
On the TV screen when they were in the hotel room.
Right. He shows up because somehow he knew exactly where they were going.
Yeah. The coroner was there already, and he said, I'll be there in about an hour.
Yeah.
So,
drop the guns. And he goes over to the edge, looks down, and sees the doll. Sees Chucky.
He's like, I don't
And
believe
he's like,
this.
Nobody's going to fucking believe this. So
he shoots him, right?
And, Chucky's like, go ahead and kill me. I'll come back. I always come back.
Yeah.
But then he says, but dying is such a bitch.
Yeah.
And, they just unload on him and shoot him down. And that's it, man. He's in the grave.
Yeah. And the couple's like, he basically tells him to leave,
He gets a phone call. Oh, Jesse and Jade, they didn't do it.
This is going to be hard to...
This will be hard to believe.
Yeah, hard to believe. You're not going to believe this.
And then we get to the cool climax of the movie, which is...
Yeah, this is very cool.
The kids leave. And, you know, Chucky's dead in the grave, and he sees Tiffany's doll body laying there, and he kind of, you know, reluctantly, you know, kind of reaches and taps it.
Reluctantly, at the same,
yeah. And then all of a sudden, she starts screaming, coming right. at him.
Tiffany, yeah.
And,
he shoots her?
No, she gives birth.
But he does, yeah, he doesn't shoot her because she's like,
I don't know. Does he shoot her? I don't remember.
She's wriggling and all that, and he's like wondering what the heck's happening and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah, and a little baby
doll pops
Chucky
out.
Kind of. It looks like a Chucky kind of looking doll. Evidently,
only needed 24 hours. Yeah, after making sexy time to have a baby.
So, yeah, so doll.
Yeah, and it jumps out at him at the last second, comes right at him, and that's the end of the film.
Yeah,
and that sets up Seed of Chucky. I actually kind of like the last few that they did. This one, Seed of Chucky, The Curse of Chucky, the newest one.
Yeah.
I love the first one. I came into this franchise late, like I said. I didn't see these in the theaters when they were out. I thought, you know, something thought in me thought they were kind of silly. But then when I gave them a chance, they're fun. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, with all the crappy CGI that's out there, it's kind of fun that people took the time to, you know, because when you watch some of the background stuff on these movies, it takes like, you know, 8 to 12 guys to be operating each of these puppets, and, you know, you never see them.
Time and effort, and, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I think...
And this is, unlike a lot of other, you know, well, there's not a whole lot of other doll type, but anyways, yeah, I mean, just the way that the doll is and acts is just great. Just like I go back to Trilogy of Terror with that little doll that ran around with the knife and,
I remember that.
You know, chasing that woman all around her apartment. Did you guys see that
movie? That's a great movie.
Trilogy of Terror, little African voodoo type doll with a knife, and he's chasing Karen Black.
Yep.
It's like a 1970.
It's like an anthology movie, something like isn't that.
It? Yeah, it's like three stories in one.
Yep.
I think there's a cat in there too that like kind of breathes the breath out of the girl, or something like that. Weird, good movie. Check
we'll
it out.
We'll do that one time. That'll be fun.
Yeah, Trilogy of Terror. Yeah,
haven't seen that in ages.
Yeah, same.
But I know like on the list of the classic franchises, Child's Play is usually like at the bottom. But I like Child's Play more than Jason, more than Hellraiser.
More than Hellraiser?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the book is so much better. You know, they even though Clive Barker did the movie, it's like
we all got our own taste. But no, Hellraiser, I think, no matter what,
the first Hellraiser movie is great. But I would say, like as a franchise, after the first Hellraiser movie, I don't really care that much for the others.
I do.
Two is okay. Maybe only because it's got the same characters in it.
I mean, like all of the movies, they get bad towards the end, and then you might pick up with a better one. But
after that, they're just not that good.
I think for me, man, it's Freddy.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
I'll have to say Michael Myers. But then I'll have to say Pinhead, Chucky, and then you got to throw...
Oh, there's Texas Chainsaw.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Well, then they would be... They might be first or second on the list.
You're putting Chucky
at
the
bottom. Knows? We'll go.
Chucky's probably like my third favorite. And not because.
As a franchise. I'm saying, because this movie's way better than a lot of the Friday the 13th.
I think so.
You know, so.
I mean,
you
know, it's silly. Yes, it's silly.
Well, that's what's good about it.
It's not scary. I mean, what movie is scary?
The way Chucky acts and his persona, it's just like anything. You get a good actor doing a good role in a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean. Right. You're going to watch a bad movie with that character in it and still come across as a pretty good movie for you if you love it.
I mean, the kids were good.
That's what the doll
The kids were
great.
Good. Jennifer Tilly was good. Brad Dourif's always, his personality is always good. And it had John Ritter in it, who I love. And when I went to go watch this again, I forgot he was in it.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
So.
Wish you would have combed his hair a little bit better.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, come on, Jack Tripper.
But, I mean, it's a fun movie. It's a fun movie. You know, you can't watch it with your kids.
No,
but
you can't.
But it's a fun movie, and the sequel's not as good. But I love when it deals more with the puppets. You know, the first couple, you don't see him as much.
Right.
You know, you don't get to see Chucky do what Chucky does that much.
Yeah, this movie you get to see a lot of.
Right.
I mean, the first one,
Andy Barclay's carrying him around half the time. He's just a freaking doll. You know, at the end, you get to see him do some stuff. But
yeah.
I like how in this movie, it's pretty much from beginning to end, you get the puppet action. And that took time and care and planning, and that's why I dig it.
Yep. Same here.
Yep.
Yep. And mine was like I said, storyline movie, but there were a lot of great...
Which one of these movies have great storylines?
No, no, and I know.
But I do got to say, you know... This
Chucky and Tiffany make up for it big time. Yeah, I mean,
but unlike some of the other franchises, the creator, mm-hmm. Don Mancini, he's written the stories or directed some. I mean, he's been involved in every single one of these movies. It's his, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not really the case in most other franchises where the same person has written all of them, I don't think. So,
yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
So, maybe one of the more independent or newer franchises, you know. But
I hear you, man.
But, yeah, he's been involved in all of them, and I hope we get another one. It's fun. I like it. I like the little practical doll, you know, the little effects.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
You know, being a fan of stop motion animation, stuff like that, I dig the heck out
without
of stuff.
Without a doubt. Yeah, so there's another one in the books, man.
Another one. And next week will be our Halloween show.
Yes.
Our one for Halloween, because it's the last Monday of the month.
And we're going to do Halloween 3, Trick or Treat.
Season of the Witch, not Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat?
It's called Season of the Witch. Trick or Treat, separate movie.
Okay, well, we'll watch that.
Yeah, whichever. We don't know yet. We don't plan this stuff.
But we're going to get back to doing some good old classics too. So we're going to be switching them up this next week.
Yeah, we got
next
get to
week is Halloween, but then we're going to go something a little bit more old school.
Yeah, we got to see what's good for November. What gets you? And then Christmas is coming, we got to do Christmas themed ones.
Yeah, we'll do there's a couple good ones.
There's a new one coming out, Krampus Christmas Horror Story or something. Yeah. It's got William Shatner in it. I don't know.
Yeah. Krampus.
Krampus.
But anyways, yeah, that's going to do it, man.
Like the movie.
Yes, good
I
movie.
Like the movie. I good don't care movie. What y'all say.
We went in this thinking, we picked a bad out of the bunch, but it's a good movie. So
yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So until next time, make sure you guys subscribe. If you're listening to us on iTunes, check us out on YouTube. Subscribe to us on YouTube because we got a lot of iTunes listeners and watchers on there because the video is uploaded on iTunes too.
Mm-hmm.
And switch it over, get up on YouTube, man, because we put extra stuff up on there sometimes. So check us out on YouTube and
pictures
subscribe.
Of me naked.
Oh my God,
they're hot.
So that's it. Later.
Bye.
Okay.